For more now on Fred Thompson and the question of whether the man who has played a president on screen plans a possible presidential run, we turn to Mark Ambinder. He's the associate editor for The Hotline. That's the National Journal's Political Daily. And Mark, thanks so much for coming in. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
So how serious is Fred Thompson? And beyond the speculation, what are the specific signs that he's thinking about a presidential run?
I think if you had to put odds on it today, it'd be about 60-40.
Hmm.
The main driver of his race right now, of his potentially getting in, is his wife, Jerry. It is very, very hard when your spouse is your biggest booster to dismiss it out of hand, which is something that a few weeks ago I'm told he was willing to do. But in the intervening period, he has spoken to many Republican fundraisers himself. His wife has been burning up the telephone lines on his behalf. And he's seen national polls that show that the minute he were to get in, he'd get 15% of the vote, be potentially in second or third place nationally, and could make a showing in the early primary states.
What explains that? Why is he doing so well since he's not officially running? What's the appeal?
I think it reflects two things primarily. The first, which is that he is certainly a known commodity among conservatives and among Americans in general because he is a well-known actor. It also reflects the lack of enthusiasm that many conservative activists have with the Republican field right now.
There was that New York Times CBS poll that showed that 6 in 10 Republican voters wanted choices that were not yet available in the field.
And 8 in 10 Democrats are satisfied with their choices. And that's going to be a big problem for the Republicans if they don't become enthusiastic about their candidates. So what that often leads party activists to do is project onto some very impressive figure, which Senator Thompson certainly is, the image of their ideal candidate.
Mark, quickly tick through his strengths and his weaknesses as a candidate.
Well, the strengths are that he doesn't have to introduce himself to most primary voters. He comes from the South. He'll probably be able to raise enough money to be competitive. He is a fantastic communicator. He is also a very, very canny politician. Weaknesses, some have to do with points on his resume. He was a lobbyist for the savings and loans industry and for overseas business interests. He has no real executive experience, and he's an actor, which during an era when the country is at war may not be a credential that necessarily adds much to a resume. He also has some purported apostasies in terms of the mainstream of the conservative movement, including on campaign finance and on tort reform. He was in his earlier life a trial lawyer.
Now, what about Fred Thompson, the potential candidate, and his friendship with the current candidate, John McCain? How does he square that?
In February of this year, Thompson was making telephone calls on John McCain's behalf to potential donors and supporters. They are very, very close. And I would suggest that were Thompson not to run, the biggest reason would be that it would just be too hard for him to countenance a race with his friend John McCain in, because one of the things that Thompson has said was that he wants to give the field a chance to assert themselves. And if he is impressed with those who are currently running, then he would not be inclined to get in. So if he were to get in, it would be an implicit rebuke of his good friend.
When is he expected to make a decision, and how much of a disadvantage will he be at if he makes this decision so late in the game in this particular year?
He said he's going to make a decision by the summer. I'm led to believe that he'll make it probably the beginning to the middle of May. He has an official coming out event, as it were, in California during the first week of May, where he's going to speak at a Republican fundraiser. And you will see right around that period him speak in public at more events. And that I am told, will build towards something.
Mark, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
It's my pleasure.
That was Mark Ambinder. He's the associate editor for The Hotline. That's the National Journal's Political Daily.